We continue with Mishnah Berurah, Amud Yomi Hilchos Tilas Daim Simon Zayin Sif Aleph. Says the Rama, Hayu Yadav Milchlachos, if your hands were dirty, Sheshifshish Bahen, that you wiped some of the urine with your hands, Afilu Hacheinu Varechal Tilas Daim. You still don't make it in Tilas Daim after you wash your hands, after you have finished. Sif Beis Heitel Mayim Velo Shifshif, if you went to the bathroom but you did not touch anything. Even though you need to make the bracha of Asher Yatzar on the fact that you went to the bathroom, the only reason you need to wash your hands is either because of cleanliness, for having gone to the bathroom, or because of hikol nekras Hashem Elokecha, of the appropriate manner to prepare yourself for davening. Sif Gimel, Hitel Mayim V'Hisiach Dato Milahatel Mayim, if you went to the bathroom and then you forgot about the fact that you went. V'Yachach Nimlach V'Hitel Mayim V'Hamacheres, and then you decided to go again. Tzarech Levarach Beis Pamim Asher Yatzar. Nim Shulchan Aruch says you make Asher Yatzar twice, but the Mishnah Berurah points out that we don't pask in this way. We say that once you didn't make it on the first time, you don't make it once you have to go again. Sif Dalet Ein Shir Lahashtin Mayim. There is no amount required to go to the bathroom in order to make the Asher Yatzar. Afilu l'tipa achas chayav varech, you need to make the bracha even on one drop. Shemisasim ha'nekev l'hotzi ha'tipa hi ha'yakashalo. Because if the hole had closed up, such as not to allow even that little drop out, it would be painful for you, v'chayav l'hodo. So therefore, you need to thank Hashem for what He has done for you. We now begin Hilchos Tzitzis, Simen Ches, Hilchos Tzitzis v'atifaso, Sif Aleph. Says the Mechaber, Yisatef b'tzitzis v'yavarech me'umad. You need to wrap yourself in the tzitzis, and you make the bracha. Both the atifa and the bracha should be done standing up. The Mishnah Berurah says that this should be done immediately after washing your hands. You should put on your tzitzis in order that you not walk dalet amos without putting on tzitzis. The reason that the atifa and the bracha need to be done standing up, says the Mishnah Berurah, the atifa needs to be done standing up because it says by the tzitzis lachem, and we learn exer shava to the omer, which needs to be done mehachel chamesh bakama bakoma standing up. So too the atifa, because of the exer shava, should be done standing up. The bracha as well is done standing up because all berachos hametzos are supposed to be done standing up. Both of these dinim, says Mishnah Berurah, only lechatchila. B'diyeved, you are yotzei, even if you did both of them sitting down. As well, says the Mishnah Berurah, that lechatchila, the bracha should be done before the atifa, when you are about to do it, because that is called over lasiyasam. You are holding it over yourself, about to do the atifa, that's when you should make the bracha. You should not make the bracha when you are holding it in your hands, when it is folded up, because that is too far removed, and it's better not to do it afterwards, because it's supposed to be done over lasiyasan before the act is actually done. Sif Beis, Seder Atifaso, how does one do this atifa of wrapping oneself in the talis katan after you make the bracha? Kederach b'nei adam shemiskasim b'chsusam v'oskim b'malachtam, the way that people wrap themselves in their clothing and do their work. Pam b'kisu harosh, pam b'gili harosh, sometimes their heads are covered, sometimes their heads are uncovered. There is much discussion in the poskim as to what the proper way to do this atifa is. How is one supposed to wrap themselves in the talis? It seems from the explanation that one is supposed to do it like the atifas yishma'elim, the way the yishma'elim used to be wrapped. However, this is a little bit odd. If we were to say what many people's minhag seems to be, is that they cover their entire face with the talis when they do the atifa. But how would it be that they would actually function? How would they walk around if their faces were covered? So therefore, Rav Sternbach says that this is incorrect. And Rav Schechter as well has said that this is incorrect. This is not the appropriate way to do it. Rather, one should cover, the only thing that needs to be covered is the mouth. That needs to be covered from the bottom. And one should cover either up until their eyes or a little more than their eyes, as long as they're able to see when they're walking. Maybe it's enough for them to see as they look down that they're able to walk, but one should definitely not cover their entire face, according to Rav Sternbach and others, when one does the atifa, because you can't say that this is the way that the Yishma'elim used to wear their talisim, if that would cause them to not be able to see as they walk.